Water Banter.
Boom, and we are live on location at Dewey Doo Bugs over here in D'Iberville, man. One of the sponsors of the show. You've been hearing us talk about them. We're going to be talking about the business today, and we're also going to be talking about the Bay Rat Bash, which is going to be hosted right here in D'Iberville. Before we do that, we want to thank the people that keep the lights on for us over here at the Brownwater Studios. Right out of the gate, you know who we're going to mention first, Dr. Robbie Williams over at Southern Magnolia Smiles, man. If you're looking for a great local dentist, this is Dr. Robbie and his team. You can look them up on Facebook and Instagram at Southern Magnolia Smiles. 2024 is the year to smile more. So when you're ready to book that appointment and get those teeth shining and cleaned up, just give them a shout at 228-215-1202. If you find yourself in need for legal representation, we highly recommend Taylor & Cox Law Firm. This is Tyler. They've been practicing law in Pascagoula and along the Mississippi Gulf Coast for over 30 years. They represent all types of litigation, felonies, misdemeanors, DUI, family law, divorce, child custody, you name it. If you find yourself needing some legal representation, give Taylor & Cox Law Firm a shout at 228-696-0111 and tell them that we sent you. See the Swamp right over here now. Rocky's got two locations, one in Goshen and one in Gulfport. He's got all your tackle and apparel needs covered. You can look him up on Facebook, see the number 2 and then Swamp, or give him a call at 228-205-3964. Go grab you a kayak, a rod, a reel, Brownwater gear. I think he discounted and put on the clearance rack all of the Fish in the South apparel that he had.
100%.
Over a bunch. So go check him out. See the Swamp, man. Let's see. Like we keep saying, man, it's March. You've already missed that New Year's resolution, but it's still not too late to get back in the gym, get off the couch, get moving, stop feeling like a big turd, man. Forever young men and women's health. This is Kendrick. He can get you back to fully optimized and back into the gym. Book an appointment. Let him do some lab work on you. Let him see if hormone replacement may be something that you need. He can do testosterone replacement for both men and women. So put your health care in the hands of a professional. Give him a shout at 228-363-6623. That's Forever Young Men and Women's Health, and they are also on the socials as well. And bringing up the rear on the sponsorships here, I just took this photo right here.
It's pretty sweet.
That is pretty sweet because I took it. Dewey Doo Bugs right over here, and I'll fix that for the next few episodes. Dewey Doo Bugs located across the across from Scarlet Pearl here in D'Iberville. We're going to be hanging out this evening talking about the Bay Rat Bash, which this place is going to be the host of this year's Bay Rat Bash. So before we jump into the story on Dewey Doo Bugs, I'm going to flash this right out of the gate. It's the flyer here. So it's going to be April the 13th. It's our hardhead catfish tournament where you can turn $25 into $1,000 by catching the largest, or the heaviest, I should say, Josh fish that you can reel in. We got other separate categories that you can fish, but you have to fish the main. Some of the separate categories are black drum, croaker, white trout, and we have a completely separate spearfishing division. We're going to get into the details on all that and the sponsors for each category. But before we do that, let's jump in and let's talk a little Dewey Doo Bugs. We got the owner here. Hold on, let me click.
Yeah. Boom. We also want to shout out Coastal Marine too on 49.
That's right. Sponsor. Yep. As our app sponsor as well. We really appreciate that as well. But Larry, tell us, man, the story on Dewey Doo Bugs. We chatted a little bit when we first come down here and met you, but how did this all come about, man? I'm going to flash the camera too so people can see. People are starting definitely to trickle in here. Y'all are slinging seafood. So tell us a little bit about it. Yes. Get right up on that mic too, because I know it's going to be
tough. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, you know, crawfish has always been I guess you could say real close family, mm-hmm. You know, it's something I've always enjoyed doing. It's something, you know, me and my wife, we would go to these competitions and, so we can get people's feedback, you know, prior to even opening the door.
So you were boiling crawfish like competitively.
Boiling crawfish competitively. And, people loved it. You know, people loved it. And so we decided, hey, let's open up a crawfish boiling trailer.
Okay.
Decided to, you know, try to find a trailer, find the right spot. Nothing ever came about. And then we found a little spot. We found a spot off of Cedar Lake.
Okay.
Almost signed the papers and the,
highly trafficked area.
Area. The rent was perfect. Everything was, you know, it was going to be great. It's gonna be a great spot.
Right.
And, you know, right before we got to sign the papers, the owner of the building came back and said, you know what? I don't think I can let y'all lease this area. I don't think the other tenants in the surrounding area are going to want that seafood smell.
Smell, yeah, I guess understandable.
Smells delicious.
You'll be hungry. Well, you'll be hungry all the time.
It does. And so, you know, this building here actually is my uncle's old seafood factory. And so I kind of grew up around that seafood industry.
Yeah.
And he said, look, won't you do something with this building? And as you can see, you know, it's not just a crawfish boiling trailer. You know, it's something more.
No, it's definitely not that. I'm gonna flash it again.
We do everything from crawfish, crab legs, lobsters, you know, you name it. It's something we have. And it's just something I've always had a lot of passion for.
It's weird how stuff works out sometimes, isn't it? Like Cedar Lake would have not been as cool as this.
No, not even close.
And so, you know, it just kind of, I guess you could say we came in, we remodeled it, and it grew. You know, we had the Scarlet Pearl. They came and they approached us. They was like, look, you know, we really like what y'all have going on, and we want to partner up with y'all.
That was impressive to me when you told me that.
Yeah, so you do food comps with them as well, right?
We do food comps. So, you know, go play the Scarlet Pearl. Have a good time. You know, everybody over there is really nice.
Yeah.
The staff's there nice. Go gamble, win a lot of money, and come over here, and you know, you can print your food comp out, bring it over and cash it in and eat.
I think to plug the Scarlet Pearl just real quick, I don't gamble at all, but I've been in there a couple times, and every time I go in there, I say the same thing. Why don't we hang out here more?
Yeah.
The inside of that building is like beautiful. Probably
smells good.
It looks good. Yeah. It's decorated nice. Never go in there. They have like a little small bar off to the side. They've got the sports bar, the sports book, all of that. So to have them approach you and partner up right across the street, dude, that's legit.
You know, it surprised me. And you know, they treat their players really good over there. But you know, for them to approach me, it kind of gave me more confidence. Hey, you know, this thing is going to succeed. You
right.
know, we got the help from surrounding businesses.
Correct. Absolutely. It's like being partnered with a Walmart. You know, right. they're going to bring, bringing people definitely, around, definitely. You know,
people are walking over, all weekend long, you know, when we're open to come, you know, from out of state, out of town, they're walking over and
correct.
Going to get that.
And
that
thank God food. They're going to get somebody who knows what they're doing. Every time I go to a buffet, say like a Asian buffet, and they've got crawfish
cold
on the buffet. Yep. Like, I think two things. One, I'm like, good, because that way people won't like them that aren't familiar with them, and the prices won't go up even more. Because when I hear about them shipping them out to places like California,
cold.
I'm like, no, we don't need to do this, because this is going to drive the price up. Yep. Sorry, crawfish people that try to make money off of that, but I'm selfish.
And you know, it's funny.
But they'll get the good stuff.
It is. And you know, it's funny because, you know, I jump into this not knowing crawfish was going to do what it's done.
This year.
You know what I mean?
Your first year.
You're talking about record high prices?
Record high prices. Yeah. You know, it was hard to get your hand on.
What was the highest?
$15 a pound? $17 a pound?
My cost was, you know, $13, $14 a pound.
Did you sell any at that time? People were still buying them, is what I couldn't believe.
You know, people would buy them, but you know, and it felt bad. But I mean, what do you do? You know, that's what I'm paying,
right?
Well, I mean, that's a tough decision, because you, even as a business owner, do I want to spend $13 a pound?
That's right, and risk it.
Maybe no
pre-orders only.
$17 a pound. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you pay $13 a pound. A sack is roughly between 30 and 40 pounds. You got 2 or 3 dead pounds of crawfish in there when you're
correct.
To them.
Correct. Yeah. You know, that's money.
That's $20.
Yeah,
you bought the bullets for free.
You won't be in business long if doing stuff like that. But that ain't the only thing y'all do down here.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, we have we do everything from we can boil up fresh Gulf shrimp, especially once the shrimp boats start running. We're gonna be doing Gulf shrimp. Once we get some crabs in, we're gonna be doing, you know, fresh blue crabs.
Okay.
We do snow crabs. Hey, Paris. Bring that over here.
Yeah, we got a
It's a more popular
option. And when I say this thing can feed 4, it could feed 4 easily.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This here,
check that out.
This here is our Maverick platter.
Yeah.
And so our Maverick platter comes with this week's offering add-ons.
Yeah.
So this week's add-ons is going to be, you can add 2 pounds of crawfish for $5.
Okay.
You got a lobster add-on, as you see here.
Yeah, pull that bad boy out of there. So flash it to that camera right over there staring at you.
There's also another lobster.
I mean, where else are you going to find
it? Get on the mic, Josh.
You know, this is – I mean, look, the crawfish. You know, I want to pride myself in, you know, having big crawfish. You know, it's not something I want to have small crawfish, you know.
Yeah.
I want the best quality. You know, we hand-pick through our crawfish, make sure that every crawfish that goes on that plate is going to be alive when it's served.
Yeah. There we just so we can see the platter. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah,
my favorite are the mediums. size crawfish. The large is not for me personally.
Something like that right there.
That's perfect.
It's a good size.
Well, early season.
Then you got stuff for Josh.
Early season.
He already ate 6 pounds.
The big ones are good. Early season, the big ones are good, but kind of mid to late when they start turning black, turn hard. You can't hardly
eat. Definitely.
One thing we should highlight again, because I want to make sure everybody understands this. This is boiled.
This is
totally different.
Not steamed.
This is not steamed.
There's a few steamers out there that's doing a really good job. There's a couple restaurants.
Absolutely.
Steamed is different to me. It's
so different.
But it ain't boiled.
You know, we when we go to the seasoning is in the water. You know, at first, you know, I had a lot of people say, well, you know, where's the seasoning?
Somebody said that locally.
See, the problem is, you know, they're used to steamed seafood. When you steam seafood, yes, you will have seasoning coated on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, but when you boil it, when you crack this bad boy open, that's where you season.
I'm thinking of the TikTok videos where they pull the the seasoning on top of the crawfish.
And they start dusting them.
Wouldn't believe how many people believe in that. Yeah. I've seen some of y'all's and they're like, where's the seasoning? It's supposed to be.
In the water when we boiled it.
That bowls.
Look at that.
Everything.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Dungeness.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing comes loaded.
You got the Dungeness, the king crab, snow crab.
After we talked to you, it's been, you know, a month or so ago, we nailed down the whole Bay Rat details to be here. Joey and I started going over it. We were like, name another spot that's doing that. And it blows my mind, and good for you, that it's not happening down here. We have all the seafood in the world. I don't know any. There's a couple of places, but I don't know that it's a full service restaurant with the menu that you have.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I want to offer everything from cold water seafood to locally sourced, you know, right out of our Gulf.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I want to have. And that's what you have here. You know, you have a little bit of everything. You know, like I said, it comes with Royal Reds. If people want to add Gulf shrimp, they have that option.
Yeah.
You know, all they got, we're very flexible when it comes to our food. You know, if somebody wants something, all they got to do is request it, and we can make it happen.
Yeah. You're also, I mean, you're doing fried stuff too, right?
Fried shrimp, fried fish. We do fried shrimp, Gulf shrimp. We do Mississippi catfish, farm-raised catfish. We do oysters, fresh Gulf oysters.
Ben's in the comments. He said ribeyes and gumbo.
We have one of our workers, Ben, back there, makes an excellent gumbo.
Really?
Excellent gumbo. We make it in-house? We make it in-house. It comes with about 5 pounds of crab meat, about 15 pounds of shrimp, and that's made daily.
Oh, that's impressive, because I don't think most people is making their own around here.
We make it fresh in-house.
All right.
They got that fake roux.
Okay. I'm going to flash back to camera two one more time, and if people can see over here to the right of the screen, it says Dewey Do Bugs Seafood Market. Now, that's a whole nother aspect of the game that when you told me about, I'm like, damn, dude, he's about to be.
And you ain't even got that cranked up.
One stop.
Yeah, so I haven't even really had a chance to mess with it. You know, I wanted to make sure the restaurant is where it needed to be before I even mess with the seafood market.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I've gotten it to a point where I'm going to feel comfortable enough to like, okay, now let's bang out the seafood market and get it rolling.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I want to do is on the ice table in there, I want to have fresh shrimp.
Yes.
Like I said, eventually do oysters, do crabs, live crabs, you know, anything that you could buy around here locally or, you know, that comes out of our waters.
Yeah.
Be on that table.
What, Josh? What were you going to say?
Nothing. I just got a text from Marcus.
What did he say?
I can't say it on.
Don't say it on the live. We don't want to get booted off.
But I mean, you do have.
Let's just say he offered me $20 to do something.
You do have stuff back there for sale right now, right?
Absolutely.
Boudin balls.
We got Boudin balls. They come from Best Stop out of, Rain, Louisiana. So we have Boudin balls. We have Gulf shrimp. Comes in 5 pounds. You can buy it and take it home, fry it. You know, fried or boil it.
So that's all frozen stuff.
It's all frozen stuff. Yep.
Dude, I dig it, man. The restaurant looks great. I don't know who did your design and decorate. Was that you?
I'd have to.
Don't lie to us. Tell us the truth.
My wife did most of it. I'd say my wife did most of it.
Either you're really good at it or you farmed it out. So
a lot of people, you know, to say, you know, while we're on here, a lot of people say, hey, Larry, you know, how they it's called Dewey Do Bugs. Well, where did Dewey Do Bugs come from?
Yeah, good question.
And, you know, most people say, well, you spelled Dewey wrong also. It's supposed to be D-E-W-E-Y. So I've never told a lot of people. Actually, I don't think I've told anybody the story. Maybe my wife. She knows.
Okay.
Here it is. Live on internet, folks.
Breaking, baby.
So where did Dewey Do Bugs come from? My grandmother. Like I said, she, you know, she grew up around seafood her whole life when she was a kid. Regardless of that, growing up when I was a kid, she'd always call me Dewey Do Bug. Dewey, come here. Dewey, do this. Dewey, do that. Well, she passed about 4 years ago. And she wrote me a Christmas card, and it was spelled D-E-W-Y, doing.
Okay.
Not D-E-W-E-Y. Oh,
you had to run with it.
That's right.
Had
to run and that's it. So that's where it came from. I grew up being called Dewey Doobug my whole life by my grandma. And, you know, I thought it was appropriate.
I would have thought it had something to do with mud bugs, you know, which it fits.
Well, initially it was going to be called, when I filed my initial LLC, it was going to be called the Cajun Claw. And, you know, I sat on it for a while because this took about a 7-8 month project here. And so, you know, about 3 to 4 months into it, I was like, you know, it just doesn't have that feel.
I love Cajun. I love Louisiana.
It ain't got grandma's.
That's got a Cajun, Louisiana more vibe feel to me, you know.
Yep. And I didn't want that, you know, so. So I did a name change.
I
said, we're going with Dewey Doobugs, and here we are.
That's legit.
Well, this one right here is named after somebody as well, right?
That's right. So the Maverick platter is named after my little boy Maverick, and he's wild and crazy. And so I thought
so this right platter, here. Yeah.
So is this platter. You know, it's wild and crazy, and you have all kind of crazy stuff on it, you know, from Chilean king crab to Canadian snow crab.
Well, it smells delicious. The only reason we're not diving into it is because we have electronics.
Josh wants to eat it right now.
It's covered in, you know, juices and butter and whatnot. Oh, yeah. So you'll see that a little bit later on. But when did you open, like, the soft opening versus official opening?
Yeah, so our soft opening was the end of October, and then our more official opening was the first week of November.
Okay, and the last time I talked to you, you said you hadn't really done a whole lot of – you hadn't done any advertising, marketing, other than what else.
And honestly, I still haven't. You know, other than you guys, I wanted to support local just like you want to support local.
Right. Yeah,
and I still haven't done any type of advertising. I'm going to tell you right now, if you come on a Friday night, there's going to be an hour and a half to 2 hour wait.
God.
Word of mouth.
That's awesome.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, I haven't heard one bad thing about it yet.
You know, it goes a long way.
Yeah, that's –
It goes a long way.
That's the truth there. What have you learned – because you hadn't done a restaurant business before.
Not at all.
And that's not a small undertaking. I hadn't even worked in a restaurant.
Never even worked in a restaurant.
Dude, that's...
So you got your feet wet, needless to say.
I think you jumped in the pool right out the gate.
I did. And, you know, it was a lot more than I thought it would be. It's been a lot of learning curves. You know, seafood price... I knew seafood going into it. Seafood's always fluctuating.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate to have a lot of family in the seafood business.
Right.
When the company that bought this building out, they also took some family members with them. And so I used that source to kind of have insight on the market, you know.
Smart.
I take advantage of it.
So you read it. Yeah, you got insiders on it.
I know when to buy and you know, when the prices are going to drop, get it while you can.
Right.
It's like playing the stock market, right?
That's it. It really is. You know,
yeah, buy high, sell cheap, right?
Yeah. You never know when it's going to go up or when it's going to go down.
Buy high, sell cheap.
But they're gradually coming down. Like crawfish prices are kind of manageable now. Like
they are, you know,
$4.99 a pound.
Yeah, they're coming down. This week we have our boiled for $5.99 a pound. And you know, as you see, they're all going to be beautiful sized crawfish. And they're coming down. You know, more people are not hesitant to not buy them. It's more affordable now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So they're definitely coming down. Hopefully they keep coming down.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd like to do some all-you-can-eat crawfish night, so who knows?
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, this was a bad year, but I think that's definitely doable in the future. So, man, I got nothing but good things to say about it. We appreciate you letting us host the tournament here.
I think it's
going to be a good turnout. I think it's going to be a fun time, and this is a perfect location. You haven't even seen from the pictures that we've shown the outside little stage area, outside eating area.
Yep. So we got the outside eating area. We have 9 or 10 picnic tables. We have an outside stage, as you've guys seen.
Yep.
Next week, March 23rd at 3:00, we got a band coming. So it's going to be the first one. I'm actually going to post that in a little while.
Okay.
Got some live music outside.
Got a bar outside as well, right?
Got a bar outside. So it's going to be rolling.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we appreciate that. Like I said, we're going to dive into that in a little while here. But I guess would now be a good time to slide over into the tournament style things. If you want to hang out, feel free. If not, if you got a roll, now's a good time.
I'm going to hop out, and I appreciate you guys.
Okay, man. Well, thanks again. Yep.
Good luck to y'all.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Josh, if you want to slide down one, Joey probably won't bite. And kick that chair off. So the reason that we are here live on location is to definitely talk about this year's Bay Rat Bash. Once again, it's the second one partnered up with Fish in the South, a.k.a. Josh over here at the end of the table. Man, a few words on the live stream so far. I think he's more comfortable in the TikTok environment. I'm not sure if the bright lights.
I'm not comfortable.
He's hungry.
I'm just letting y'all do your thing.
Okay.
Well, it was not my segment.
It's not mine. It was Larry.
Every segment's your segment when you're on camera, baby. All right, so look, let's flash the poster up one more time, and this time I want to actually walk it down.
Yeah, run through the sponsors, run through the categories, run through everything like that.
All right, so we're going to cover all of our – Josh, lean that way. Joey, lean this way. Nope. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's fine. The 2024 Bay Rat Bash is going to be April the 13th right here on location. It's Brownwater partnered up with Fish in the South and Dewey Do Bugs. We're going to be giving away $1,000 to the heaviest weighed in hardhead catfish, not gaff top, hardhead catfish, yes. Right?
And we have a couple people who are chasing the record, especially the youth record. So we kind of messed up last year, and we'll admit it. We're not going to spine the catfish. We're not going to clip the catfish. We're going to weigh the catfish whole this year.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of people that are chasing that record this year.
Yeah. So there wasn't anybody that was close enough to have a fin matter. No, but you're right. You're right.
This year, I think it's
we're going to edit the process. Yeah. So the rules on that, and then there's going to be captain's meeting coming up and all that. We'll just give you the preliminary stuff. It's $25 to enter into the hardhead division. You can do that on brownwaterbanter.com. Go there. It's the first thing right when you hit the website. And if you only want to fish catfish, $25, that's it. It's all you got to do. There are side categories that you can join as well for an additional $25 each. I'm gonna flash it back up here again. So before we jump into the next category, let's just go ahead and say that Captain's Wharf, they sponsored the first place $1,000 first place catfish place, right?
Yep.
And the $500 second place, right? So you can still get $500 from a damn catfish.
Yeah.
Is going to be sponsored by Coastal Realty Group. We appreciate them. So that's that category. So for another $25, so now you've bought in for $50, we have a black drum category that we're going to be giving away $400 for first place and $100 for second place. That's going to be sponsored by the Mississippi Gulf Coast Billfish Classic. We appreciate their support. That's 100%. Another great tournament hosted here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast that is way out of our league as far as cash and prizes.
I mean, we're gaining on them.
I mean, we're trying.
We're zero, and now we're
at 1,000, so we probably only got...
We're at $1,000 now.
We probably only got 200, 500X where we're at.
Only about 500,000.
500X and maybe a million X, but anyway, we got time to grow. Right. And so that's Black Drum. If you wanted to do another category, you do another 25. That's the Croaker category.
Yep.
That's also sponsored by the Billfish, Mississippi Gulf Coast Billfish Classic. And it's the same payout, 400 first, 100 for second place. And then the last category you can do in the rod and reel division is the white trout for another $25, right? That's sponsored by the Bayou, and it's going to have the same payout, 400 for first.
These are all single biggest fish.
Correct.
Single heaviest fish.
That's right.
Heaviest fish is going to win those categories.
So the white trout's a new category this
year. Yeah.
It is.
We went with sheephead last year and
just wanted to mix it up.
Well, you know, it changes. I talked to Matt yesterday and he was like, dude, we could probably fish sheephead this year, but we didn't want to chance it. We know the white trout will be here. The white trout are already here.
Yeah.
So we know those guys are going to be here. We don't want a category where nobody shows up with a fish.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. We've had that in the past.
Yeah. We've had it. Yeah. We had it last year with the sheep's head.
Yeah.
That was the sheep's head. That's what we changed.
We want a category to where we want competition
correct,
all the time.
Yep. Correct.
And guys, you are crazy not to sign up for every single category because you have a chance to catch every single fish that is in this tournament while you're fishing
for 100%. They all run together.
That's right. And the only one you have to enter is the hardhead if you're going to fish, and then you can cherry pick the other three. You can do one, you can do two, you can do all three of the extra ones. So that's cool too. And again, that's sponsored by the Bayou on the white trout and $400 first place, $100 second place.
And with the croakers that won last year, they were tiny.
They weren't even half a pound.
Yeah. They were so small.
The smallest croakers I've ever seen. Like, you could go to the bait shop and buy them, and you would have won.
Which would be illegal.
Yeah, it would be illegal.
It would be illegal. Don't do that. But he's just saying you could have.
Yeah.
So definitely register for the others because you never know what could happen.
Then we have some other sponsors here as well. I hope I can read because this poster is kind of small on the screen here. But we have Ocean Springs Marine Mart. They've also picked up as a sponsor of the tournament as a whole. Coastal Marine and Sales.
Yep, 100%.
They're our app sponsor.
Well. Yep.
Yep. And they threw down on this on the tournament as well, and we appreciate that. We got Freeze Frame Daiquiris. Nelson Outdoors. They are always supporting all the stuff that we do. And then I don't want to say it right. I can't read it. It's Advanced Commercial, right? Oh, yeah, Advanced. That's Nathan.
Yeah.
Advanced Commercial Services right there. That's super small and hard to read. But they jumped on as well.
On that thing,
you can't. You can't do it. Yeah. They jumped in as well, sponsored a tournament. If you need anything built, residential or commercial done, they got you covered. And we can drop. We'll be dropping links and posting, tagging them on all the stuff that we do. Josh, what do you think about the tournament this year? Last year was our first one.
Well, last year it was a great turnout.
It was a great turnout.
I'm hoping for another great turnout this year.
For a first-year tournament, you know.
I think we had 85 in the main.
Yeah, it was
85 registered fishermen in the main, so that's pretty sweet. We also have a veterans division that we didn't talk about.
I thought Derek was coming.
Well, he's coaching archery, so we couldn't do that. He's over at St. Martin. Any veteran, card-carrying ID veteran can get with Derek, and they get a free entry into the main tournament. That is for free. That's taken care of. So if you want to join the other ones, Croker, Sheep's Head, what's the other one?
White Trout.
Yeah.
Not Sheep's
Head. Black Drum.
You have to register. But we're going to take care of the main for every veteran that shows an ID to Derek.
Yeah, that's part of Tackle 22. That's an organization that we've been affiliated with a few different times. I had them on the show. They take veterans fishing as a way of kind of, it's like therapy, a therapeutic.
Yeah, it's the least we could do.
Correct. And so we're proud to be sponsored, partnered up with them for that sponsorship as well. What else? I mean,
we got some new rules. We do have some new rules. So if you're looking for the boundaries, the boundaries have opened up a bit. It's all Biloxi Back Bay and Fort Bayou. Last year, you couldn't go past Deer Island, but we're going to open up the whole. Since we had white trout, we know there's some big reefs behind Deer Island. We're going to open up the back of Deer Island to the Katrina Reef.
Yep.
So you can go as far east as the Katrina Reef and as far west as Deer Island.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and we'll have a captain's meeting the week of, it'll be the 12th? It'll be that Friday night, right?
Yeah.
So we'll do an official captain's meeting. We'll go over all this again. We just wanted to kind of give everybody a heads up because we were here and talking about it and wanted to do the story on Dewey Dubugs.
Yeah, we got shorts. We got shirts ordered.
Are we doing the captain's meeting here?
Yeah, we're doing the captain's meeting.
Okay, make sure you leave early to get here. What time are we doing the captain's meeting?
5 to 6.
No, I think it's 7. Captain's meeting is 7.
We have spring break that weekend.
Black spring break
is that weekend, so make sure you get here early.
We probably need to bump it up in time, I would think, right? 5-ish. We'll figure it out. We'll get the details nailed down. And you don't have to be present at the captain's meeting to fish the tournament.
It will be streamed just like this.
It'll be streamed just like
so
this.
So that way, if you don't want to come because of that, you can go to brownwaterbanner.com to register.
Correct.
So you don't have to come here and register. You can go there.
What's been the latest with Fishing the South? I saw you posted a video a couple weeks back now, right, when you went out on your –
Yeah, man, we thought we were going to have more better window of weather after that video. So we were all happy and excited to finally start back.
Start cranking them back out. You put one out and then Mother Nature's like,
Mother Nature's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow 20 miles an hour for 3 weeks straight.
It's been horrible, man.
I keep saying it, dude. Why don't we just give up fishing and just all go into kites?
Buy kite. If we buy kites. Yeah.
Just YouTube kite flying.
Yeah. And it'll never blow again. And every fisherman under here will love you.
Exactly. Yeah, right?
Right.
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 So, no, but yeah, we went and shot an amberjack video. We took my 19-foot Nautic Star offshore with Nate from Southern Salt Kayak Fishing.
How was it? You had a good weather day, didn't you?
No, dude, so you had 4 days of perfect weather. We hit the middle. went in the middle of those 4 days.
Nice.
Yeah, we were like, all right, that's going to be our golden opportunity to make it out there.
Yeah.
And we did. We had a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, that's killer. If anybody in the comment section watching on the live stream, if you got any comments, throw them in here and questions, or I should say.
Ask us some questions.
We got the dive that's going to be going on. We got about 10 people in the dive. We have registration is open on brownwaterbanner.com. What was that right there?
The comment? Yeah.
Josh is the coolest. I'd have to agree with that comment.
That's a lot.
Thank you, Dan, thank you.
The people want to know, Josh, who does your beard?
Why are they asking?
I don't know. The people, Dan.
Dan, I do my beard. Why? Is it messed up?
Now he's self-conscious.
It's full of crawfish.
You got him. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Dan, we appreciate the question, man. So I think it's going to be a good turnout. I think it's going to be fun here. The backstory on kind of our deal with Brownwater, and then even when we partnered up with Josh with Fish in the South, we like to do tournaments that every single person can fish. You don't need a large boat to do it. You could literally fish.
You don't even need a boat.
You don't need a boat at all.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what all came up from this. We got together and we were like, what kind of tournament can we put together that everyone can do, even with their family?
The fishing pier in Biloxi, you could literally drive down at any point.
Every species.
Exactly. Every species of fish.
So, I mean, you don't need a boat to go do this.
You do need a fishing license.
Yes,
you need a fishing license, but you don't need a boat.
Nope.
So
you can win $1,000.
Yeah.
If second place is $500.
We had it where our location last year. The lady was fishing off the dock and literally caught the two croakers 10 minutes.
I
know.
And she walked away with $500. $500 because she got her son to weigh one in.
Yeah,
in
the second place. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Can't beat that. That's a good weekend.
Make sure you register for all categories because you just never know what you're going to catch while you're trying to catch a catfish.
We're gonna raffle off some stuff.
Yeah, we got door prizes. We have some raffles.
We have
Ron, who's doing the prizes for us. He's going to have a this is him. This is not us. He's going to have a speckled trout who he's going to raffle off too during the
like captain's meeting. Carved wooding.
Yeah, he's going to engrave all the engraving stuff. Same trophies as we had last year. They were killer.
They were. They were really.
Bobby Charles. Yeah. Man, when he does comes to that.
Yeah, those actually turned out super nice. So yeah,
I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, no, it's going to be a good turnout. It's going to be a good family event. I think we're, like Joey, we were saying, we're going to raffle off some stuff Friday probably to get people to want to show up to the cabins meeting if they do. And then we'll have a ton of door prizes that day of the tournament during the weigh-in.
From Nelson's.
Yeah, we always do that.
Who's Nelson's shows?
Who's setting up out here? Is Charter Trash setting up again?
I don't know.
No, he can.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him.
But
we'll have our booth. I'm sure you'll have some merch out here and then whoever else.
Let me, y'all keep it rolling. I think I do. I took a picture of the outside where we're going to be. Let me see if I can get that onto the stream here.
Yeah, but I guess we have the $25.
Any more comments coming in?
Yeah, he's always down. He's always coming in. Like I said, we ordered the shirts yesterday. They're going to be black. It's going to be super cool because nobody's done a black tournament shirt, but we are doing the black tournament
shirt. I'm down with that.
And it's going to look super sick.
I like black.
Yeah.
Keep going. We're good.
Ordered them yesterday. We're going to have a bunch of it. And I'm pretty sure Larry's going to have some kind of crawfish deal, depending on what the price is. I have no idea, but he will have the bar open out there. We're going to have a live weigh-in. All the same stuff. All the same stuff that we've been doing.
Yeah, and it's going to be cool. I got a picture I'm pulling up right here. This is going to be the actual area. So I'll show you.
I think there was a question just came in about where can we order the shorts. I mean, the shirts. We didn't do a pre-sale this year, but we ordered about 25 more. So the shirts will be for sale here at the captain's meeting, and it will be for sale at the weigh-in. The captain's meeting is always always the last time to register. So if you haven't registered online, if you didn't go to the website, come to the cabin's meeting. You can register there. And then 12:01, we're fishing.
That's
we're
rock and roll. Just yeah. About to ask that question.
12:01, we're fishing. Okay. Yeah, as soon as the clock strikes midnight, we're fishing.
Let's go.
Okay, I don't know where that other one went, but anyway. All right, so this is the front of the building. If you haven't been down here, it's in D'Iberville, like we said, across the street from the Scarlet Pearl. It's a legit building. That's only probably half of it. It's twice that big. That's all I could fit in the camera. But here's the other half here. This is the outdoor area where we're going to be hanging out. You can see where the those like rope lights are at. Back in the back, there's an outdoor bar, and there is a outdoor stage. We'll be set up there.
So where the tables are, it's where we're either going to leave the tables or you can bring a chair and sit behind them. So,
yeah, we may rearrange what he's saying. Yeah. We may rearrange
some of the tables. Bring a chair with you. It's going to be a good time. Come out and eat delicious food. Drink a couple cold beers. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a damn good time. See some fish. So I think Josh is itching over there to bust into this plate. I think that's exactly what we're going to do. So unless y'all got any more questions for us, let me check back over here before we wrap this thing up.
Please.
What's the boundaries?
Grant, we went over the boundaries earlier, but we'll go over them again. It's all Biloxi Back Bay. It's all Deer Island and the Katrina Reef. So we're going.
Got some big white chalk there.
No further east than
East Deer Island, West Deer Island, Katrina Reef is the farthest south we can go.
There you go.
And yeah, then and all everything up Fort Bayou, everything in Back Bay.
That's pretty easy to understand, I think. Let's see. What does this say? Are there any crab legs left? Not
very
for
little,
you,
boo boo.
Not for you, that? Heather.
Oh, okay.
No, there's a ton left. But y'all hurry up and get up here, by the way.
They're supposed to be here already.
Wait, of course they're late. Of course they're late.
I guess we should order two, Mavericks.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we'll order another one.
All right. Well, look, thanks everybody for watching on the live stream. We may do one more of these before.
We will definitely do one more of these before.
Yeah. If Josh would have been smart, he would have went live on his TikTok right now. But
do we get a crayon?
My battery is almost dead on my phone.
I will have you a crayon drawing of the boundaries tomorrow.
Whoever does it, we should do a crappiest boundaries drawing giveaway.
I killed it last year.
Yeah, it was not crappy.
It was a really bad drawing.
Here's what we'll do. Whoever does that, whoever gets the shittiest drawing of the boundaries and sends it to us or tags us in it, you get like two or three free entries in the raffle.
I'll send you a $50 gift card.
Or there it is.
I'll cash up you $50.
There it is. $50.
Josh is a big baller. All right. Competition ends when? The
captain's meeting.
The captain's meeting. All right.
So these are the rules. You have to print off a map of the Gulf of Mexico, and you have to make a terrible drawing of the boundaries.
It's at least got to be semi-accurate, though.
Yeah. It's got to be real boundaries, but it's got to be a terrible drawing of it, like I did last year with the check marks.
I like it. We'll see what happens. Y'all pass that info around.
Any questions?
No, I think that was it.
That's it?
I think that was it.
Always have a charger, Josh.
I'm going to flash you back. Yeah, really.
I know.
Way to screw it up. One more time. This is Dewey Doobugs, man. People are trickling in, and it smells amazing in here.
It does smell so good.
I wish we had smell-o-vision. You could hear or smell what we're talking about. But it's legit. We're about to go destroy this right here, the Maverick. It'll be my first time having one of these, so I'm pretty pumped. I haven't had anything from here yet.
Bro, you're wild.
I have to be honest.
Are you serious?
I have to be honest on
camera.
I've
had this like three times now.
Yeah.
And I guess we need to cover
Joey's ate here twice.
Yeah. There is parking for boat trailers during the tournament.
Yeah.
So if you were going to pick up in D'Irville, if you're going to fish D'Irville, pick up in D'Irville, or you're going to bring your boat over here to the weigh-in, there's going to be ample parking to bring your boat. So,
and trailer.
Yeah, boat trailer.
So it's across the street from Dewey Doobugs is Galat Seafood, and they've graciously allowed us to use that parking lot for the day. So if you pull up, like Joey's saying, you don't have to run home and drop your boat off. If it's more convenient to just show up, you can do that, and there'll be plenty of room. If not, and you don't have your boat with you, even better.
Yeah, come down here. And the D'Irville boat launch is back open. It was shut down for about 6 months for repair. The cleaning tables aren't open yet, but the actual launches are wide open, so you can launch there and be good.
Cool.
No, it's all of. I'm already getting.
You're already getting some scent.
There it is. That's a really bad drawing.
It is so bad. Yeah. I might win.
Yeah,
it's so good. Bad. I might win.
All right. Well, thank y'all for tuning in on the lives, the replay, and in the audio land. Tag your friends, man. Tag somebody in the comments that needs to know about this tournament.
And I really hope that you and your families get out there and catch fish and at least try it.
Bring your kids.
I'm telling you.
There's no easier fish to catch in the Gulf of Mexico than a hardhead catfish.
Yeah, don't touch their fins.
Yeah, really.
Please.
Are we doing the kids division on this one?
No, we're not. We're all doing. If a kid wants to fish, they have to be registered.
Okay.
So we're going to do it like that.
All right. It's cool. All right.
Well, we will have kid shirts, though.
We will have kid shirts and kid prizes because they're kids like money.
So make sure you go up there and try to catch your biggest Josh fish.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. Thankfully, you're not able to enter.
Because he would win. I'd
smoke y'all. And
one more thing on the bets. There are bets that have spots in their boat that fish it. If you're a veteran and you don't have a boat and you're thinking you can't fish it because you don't have a boat, get in touch with Derek. He will put you on a boat and you can fish all day.
Yeah, and Derek, he showed me pictures. They have a separate for veterans.
Oh, yeah.
He has a separate whole side of like giveaway items, cash prizes.
Yeah. If you're a veteran and you don't place in our tournament, that still doesn't,
if you're a veteran, you are well taken care of.
100%.
If you
place in Derek's tournament, you're going to have rod and reels. It's not going to be money side of it, but it's going to be rod and reels. It's going to be – he had a marine battery. He's had all kinds of stuff.
Everything. Right. So, like, Tackle 22 is going hard with this, guys.
Yeah.
But Ben wants to know if he can slap you with a Josh fish.
No, that's
just the tail, not the head. No,
none of it. None of it.
And I was asking Josh before we went live tips on how to catch a Josh fish or a hardhead, and he pretty much just told me that pretend like you're trying to catch a big white trout or a snapper.
I've got
pretty much any other fish than that, and you'll catch a hardhead.
I was on Front Beach in Ocean Springs one night.
Yeah.
And someone had left a crab net out there.
Okay.
Right, a fishing rod. I didn't have any bait. I was throwing a cast net, couldn't catch no shrimp. So I found a piece of chicken in the crab net and I put it on a jig head and I just threw it out there and I just started catching hardheads.
There you go.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is just get some kind of edible meat.
That's it. That's all you need. Ham, people literally eat anything.
Whatever you have in your freezer. Walmart. Whatever you have in your freezer.
You know what I'm talking about? The catfish food or anything that stinks.
Anything. They eat anything. They are bottom
scavengers. I'm going to give you a hint right now. Wherever there's a cleaning table, there's a thousand catfish.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm just giving you a hint.
Those might just be, little schooly catfish. You know what I mean? You got to venture out to find the big girl.
The big one.
Just like you trout fishing, those schoolies or whatever. You got to get where no one's going.
Wouldn't that be great if we started like a movement where people
started, I think we're going to break the record.
Speckled truth, level of hardhead.
No, because then we have to protect them. We want to kill all of them.
But we'll call it the hard truth.
I think you'd have to kill a lot of them to get to that level. I think the hard truth. I am going to go out on a limb.
The hard truth.
I'm going to go on a limb and say we break at least the youth record this year.
All right. I hope so.
Are we actually going to have the right with the scale? Is that going to be correct this time?
It's 100% correct.
Yeah, it's calibrated and ready to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all for tuning in, man. We'll see y'all. Y'all be hearing about this a lot more between now and April, but start, mark your calendars now, April the 13th, put it on your calendar and save that weekend. Let's do some fishing with the fam.
Yeah. Go to brownwaterbenner.com to sign up. Now. Click on the tournaments. You'll see the full list of rules. You'll see your registration, dive and rod and reel.
Yeah, which dive is completely separate, but if you want to do that, you surely can. Talk to y'all later.
How many people are doing dive?
We'll figure that out as it comes in.
Right now. There's 10 already registered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Later.
Bye, y'all.
Later.
Thanks so much for checking out the show. We really appreciate the support. If you haven't downloaded the Brownwater Banter app yet, go do it. It's free in the App Store and on Google Play. We have everything covered for a day out on the water. We've got the tides, the radar, Tails and Scales app. We've got a radio station right inside of it, and it's all free. All of our content is in there. You can listen to the show directly inside of the app. Make sure you keep your notifications turned on so you can stay in touch with us as we go live with guests in the future and plan events. If y'all keep tuning in, we'll keep doing them. We'll see you on the next one.